Randy, we're joined by Ryan Kellbrands of CHS Hedging, talking about the volatility that remains in this marketplace.
We've been kicking the can down the road on this, you know, potential rail strike. This Russian conflict in the Ukraine just continues to add volatility. We've seen this week alone, we saw markets spike dramatically after a missile crossed a border into Poland. And then overnight here, waking up this morning, markets on the defensive because they're going to extend the agreement 4 months. So I expect the volatility to continue as we move into the new year.
And then you throw at the backdrop, the Fed's been pretty aggressive on raising interest rates, and that seems to be, that's not going to let up anytime soon either.
No, there's an 80% chance that we're going to see a half point increase in rates in December here. January, they're taking a break, but I think February and March, they're also looking at incremental, smaller increases. But, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, we're going to have to watch what happens with our economy, and then hopefully they'll make adjustments that make sense.
Usually when we're talking markets, we're talking about what's happening with supply of that crop and some of those kind of issues. We're talking about issues that we're seeing on the 5:30 news or on CNN now. That's a wholly different type of environment to be playing.
Yeah, especially as we move into this kind of global economy, there's so many factors that impact, you know, our prices here. It's unreal, you know. Before, it was basically supply and demand and the weather in the United States. Now we're looking at, you know, South America even more gets amplified every year as production grows down there. We're looking at, you know, geopolitical risk, and we've seen a number of black swan events come into these markets where before, you know, you wouldn't have a huge impact, and they're impacting prices and, you know, weather as well. You know, you're looking at what the weather patterns here and, you know, the Mississippi River being at levels that I haven't seen in a long time, drought, you know, affecting our logistics. It's just been a really wild ride for a lot of these traders and brokers and even the producers, too. You know, fortunately, they've been had the ability to capture some of these higher prices, you know, opening things back up after COVID. You know, ethanol production is and consumption has grown because the gasoline consumption has, you know, increased dramatically, and it's kind of planning out. Soybean processing bids remain good. You know, we're feeding people. We're sending, you know, this food to a lot of different countries. Basis levels have been ideal. You know what I mean? It's created a lot of great opportunities for the producer.
Ryan Kellbrands from CHS Hedging, coming to you from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Don Wick.